on the Isle of Gala. The party's still in the magic shop, fighting chairs and tables and other assorted furniture, and looks like they're almost done, so should be easy peasy. Cliff is gay. Let's roll!
It's like the middle of the fight is climaxing. We're like, you guys finished it, right? Yeah. Okay,
yeah, let's finish that fight.
All right,
yeah,
we're moving
good.
On.
All good. Fine. You're not supposed to die in this one shot. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's just for fun.
That you died in this one. Be hard.
Fun. Yeah, that was the magic shop, right?
Yeah, you're still there.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So to recap what the previous session was, you met with the elves. They told you that where the other ring, they think it's underground. So you're at Mutie's Glen. Mm-hmm. You have a task to do the next day while you were chumming around town, guy's magic shop. He was outside being sad. Mm-hmm. So you are being nice to go in and, clear out the,
all right, we had to fight everything in the shop, right?
Yeah, you're fighting everything in the shop.
Where didn't shit attack?
When a big bean
well, you're
set
still,
the
you're
shop
on the
on
second
fire.
Floor.
You did set the shop on fire.
I know.
That's right. You can only do that if your brain's fried from weed.
I don't drum. I don't understand why I'm getting blamed.
You do drum. You do it with the fingers.
You do. You were doing
no,
the...
I don't. I don't
yes,
do
yes, you,
this.
You do it all the time.
You just don't even know because you're so fucking hot.
You'd smoke in this house, by the way.
We stop!
Yeah, did you bring weed?
I'll probably just smoke in his master bedroom.
Smoke in his kid's bedroom.
Why don't we just hotbox? Yeah. Let's just hotbox the kitchen.
Let's do it.
Hotbox the kitchen.
Anyway, on your way over, don't forget the Gripply gave you a...
Let me turn the air down a bit.
That's not so hot as muggy.
Yeah. It is a little bit muggy.
It's not the heat that gets you.
It's the humidity.
It's such a southern thing.
But the Gripply gave you 3 eggs, if you remember, in a jar, in a cum jar.
Yeah.
He was trying to get the guy to butt touch the semen.
They're essentially like either super healing potions or revify spells.
Right.
But something else might happen too if you eat one.
Right. I don't want to eat one. I'd rather die.
I'm not eating anything out of the cum jar.
I'm not eating a
fucking... Not again.
You're going to be forced. You're probably going to be forced because it's going to be a revify spell and you guys don't have diamonds.
Revifies are pretty
stuff.
Great, yeah.
What level are you anyway? 5?
I
get the 5?
I think I do.
Yeah, we're 5.
Yeah. But you still need diamonds.
I think I do have a diamond. Yeah, 6 diamonds worth 50 gold each.
There you go.
So I can revivify.
You don't have to drink. Yeah.
You got one. You got one revivify.
Is it?
Or you could shove an egg into their mouth for free.
But wait, no, 6 diamonds worth 50
they
each.
They don't have to want it.
Revivify, I thought, was 100 gold. A gold, 100 gold diamond.
No, I think revivify is 300.
Is it?
Hold yeah, on. It's expensive.
God damn, these tariffs, man.
Yeah, it's fucking killing everything.
Break it into mythical.
I tell you.
We need to mine our own diamonds. These imported diamonds are killing us.
We don't even have diamonds in the gear.
It is funny, people are like freaking out about like Temu and AliExpress and all these like Chinese companies because they took away that thing where it doesn't tax like small shipments.
Mm-hmm.
And like people are like, oh my god, they're gonna raise the prices, like it's gonna be pointless to even order from them. It's like, well,
yeah, don't order from Temu. It's all shit anyway. Yeah,
it's like, Amazon's turning the shit too.
Well, it is. I mean, they've been bad with it too.
Yeah, they've been buying. They've been
Get stuff and you're like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. It's not what I ordered.
Hey, you want
it's in an Amazon box and inside it's a Temu box. You're like, what the fuck?
I ordered my
they don't even try. But Temu doesn't put things in boxes. They literally put everything in bags.
That's true.
Because we bought like these off-brand Lego things.
You can just say Temu Legos.
Temu Legos.
Yeah.
We bought the Temu Legos and they literally just shoved the box of Temu Legos in a bag and like shipped it. So the box was just like crushed.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, well, at least it wasn't a gift.
That's my kids do Temu as like off-brand.
Yeah.
You know,
Every time I go,
I mean,
like,
it's fine for little kids.
Like
they don't care.
Temu ice cream.
they say it
in disparaging ways. Things, yeah.
I mean, it's usually garbage. It's just very cheap garbage.
Yeah.
So.
When I look up stuff on Amazon now, it's like I have to scroll by. Like, I think I want a new set of headphones, and it's like, do you want the give me sugar headphones? No, I don't. It's just give me
give me by Dre, like, damn it.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I just here's a nice cheap brand. It's Zerk.
Yeah.
It's got 5 reviews.
Whatever's promoted. I'm like, if they're going to pay to be promoted, they're probably pretty good.
Well, it also cracks me up when you buy those ones. You're just like, it's cheap enough. And you buy it and it breaks. You're like, I liked it. I'll buy the same one. And it just doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, like, did I get the one pair that, existed from that company?
And you open it. Hope you have happy fun
time. That's how they stay in business. They sell like 1,000. Then they go out of business, so they don't have to return anything.
That's true, yeah.
And then they open up a new company. Yeah.
But that's why you do it through Amazon, because Amazon will still return.
Yeah, that's true.
Amazon has never disputed me returning anything, because I spend $50,000 a year there. I'm pretty sure.
They gave you, like, what did they give you, like, $2,000 back? They're like, here you go, buddy.
I'm like, I bought a trampoline, it broke, and they're like, all right, fine. I'm like, I don't want to return it. They're like, you don't have to, bud. And then I deal with the same thing, like, 3 months later when the next one breaks.
We got you, bro. Yeah, they don't care. If you're like an Amazon Prime member and they're looking at your thing and you're like,
they're looking at my thing and they're like, yeah, that's
like this is this guy.
Oh, you want to return $50? Whatever. You just spent $300 today.
While you were asking for the return, you bought $300 worth of thing.
Orders just keep coming in. Can you please stop it?
We literally can't pack it fast enough. You're taking advantage of this 2-day shipping for real.
Dedicated van.
You have personally spent enough money to improve our logistics systems. Oh my god,
Jeff Bezos bought another yacht because of you.
This is your Amazon
down
guy.
The street from you.
Here's a personal number. You can use that if they have
a personal number.
Jeff Bezos picks up. I think I'm spending too much money on Amazon.
What do you need, Bruce?
I don't like guys. That. My neighbor was selling. Amazon just bought it. Just stocked it with all the shit I usually buy.
Well, there is that service where Amazon will just figure out, like, hey, you're from your spending patterns, and it'll ship you shit.
Yeah. It's like, do you want to have a, like, what is it? Like a,
it's like a
dildo.
How many? A lot of dildos.
Hundreds. They usually last a while, but you go through them.
I don't know if you have a collection or if you're just real rough with them, but
the dildo market took a big dive after John stole that. Dildo market's in the red now.
John Stahl's bad. Didn't have a lot of dildos.
I still.
It had, and Dr. Dickman listens to all these, so he knows he's been traumatized by.
I'm still imagining like refrigerator boxes full of dildos.
But like, why? I think it was more like someone else.
Like,
I think so. Yeah.
You have.
I think he also did a lot of laptop sex. Online.
But why would you need a dildo as a guy?
I mean.
What are you doing? Laptop sex? You're probably using a dildo.
You're probably doing whatever you want. You're probably doing a lot of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
You gotta get yourself excited.
I don't like the banana puppy.
It's really turning my stomach.
But I think it was more of a comical amount of dildos. Like they kept opening things that you wouldn't expect more dildos. If you found a drawer of dildos, you'd be like, "This is their dildo."
This is
drawer.
The dildo
yeah.
drawer.
Yeah, it should be, but it wasn't dildos. The dildo drawer. You know what I mean?
It was just a drawer with dildos.
There were multiple dildo drawers.
It was
drawers.
Less definitive. It was more a.
one of the.
I found the dildo chest, the dildo trunk, the dildo
I found the small dildo drawer.
That's when you start correcting people. You go, no, you found a dildo chest. Okay, let's get through the rest of this house.
What's clogging the toilet? Ah, more dildos.
Like, honestly, you can't say.
I tried to upper decker them. It's just full of dildos.
It's not.
I've been upper deckered by dildos.
It's not. Any more than zero dildos for a guy is weird.
Yeah.
Right? But let's say 3 is acceptable.
But if you're some sort of pervert,
sure.
You can have 3 dildos.
Exactly. You're
but
some
they should
kind
be
of
different
pervert.
Enough that would require you to have
so
the 3
progressive.
Various. But the
I'm saying
various.
You can have it.
Yeah.
We're just gonna call you a pervert.
Yeah.
If you look, if anyone,
I'm saying you shouldn't.
Yeah.
We're just saying
if
you're
we
gonna
found
be
out anyone awesome. Here. Had 3 dildos.
Oh, yeah.
Did you Cliff. I don't have any.
Everybody did look directly at you.
They did. I don't have any. Well, I don't have any.
I use my wife.
Vibrator.
We share everything.
This is basically your dildo now, Cliff.
Yeah, I don't
no,
want it.
No.
No, it's still yours.
It's yours.
I'm not
I
using
bought
it
for
again.
You.
I wouldn't use a pink dildo.
Yeah, I know. You use the blue one too.
I'm getting a manly camo dildo.
Maybe people won't see it.
Black dildo.
It just looks like my ass.
Bruised.
Bruised. Oh god.
That's from the excessive dildos.
But yeah, I mean, if we were, I was in the bathroom and I saw like 3 giant dildos, like at your house.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say your name.
It'd be upsetting. It would be, I just move away from it.
But I would immediately come out with them and go, what the fuck, dude?
You'd be holding them?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Well, he'd have two in his hands and one in his mouth.
Well, he'd have to talk, so it'd be somewhere else, probably.
This dildo tastes like shit.
I just brought all three of your dildos out. I only see two. Oh, no.
No, no, no. If I saw three dildos at a friend's house, I'd go, okay. Just gonna move on from that. If I saw 100, that's when I come out, I go, there's a closet full of dildos here, buddy.
What are you doing in my closet?
Why are you rifling through my shit?
Look, if I saw three dildos in anyone's house, I'd come out with them. Like,
at that point.
You shouldn't have them in your bathroom.
No, they shouldn't be readily available.
Not in your guest
bathroom. I was cleaning them.
But it is funny that it got from the this is weird to the this is funny point. Like, that's a lot of dildos.
Yeah.
To get past this.
Would you, if you were to put a number on it, like an actual number, not hyperbole, like...
I'll just text Dr. Dickman now.
He probably counted because he's
sorry. Sorry, everyone. We need to find this out.
I mean, this is important information.
Let's see. About how many dildos
rough estimate. Do your best,
were
right?
In John's dad.
What is... So...
Ballpark.
John's dad isn't married, right?
He's dead. No,
he's dead.
I know he's dead. Right? But he wasn't married when he died.
No, he was merely, he had a girlfriend.
Okay.
So he's out the dildo.
He had many.
So he's basically like John.
A horrible. Oh, yeah. He never got some.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
Dr. Dickman, he can't even.
I don't
know. Oh my god, I don't know, man.
He just brought back some knob flashbacks for him.
He's like a literal drawers and boxes full.
Jesus Christ. He was like, today was going to be a good day.
At first, I hadn't thought about it.
He's like,
in 4 years.
Oh, man. Then
I got it out of my head and now it's back full.
A comical amount.
Okay, so too many to count.
Too many to count. A plethora of dildos.
I mean, I don't know what the purpose of an arsenal of dildos is. You don't need more than one.
I mean,
I don't think you need that many.
If you're
you don't need any.
If you're a heterosexual dude, supposedly.
What does that even mean anymore, I guess?
I guess nothing.
He said it was like he was getting punked.
It was just a break from beyond the grave.
Well, he was alive at the time, remember?
Oh, that's right.
They were moving him out of his house.
That's even funny.
Wait, he was alive when they found all the dildos?
Oh, no! He didn't even, like, clean them up for people. Uh-huh. That's how much he is like John Stone.
He didn't have a shovel buddy?
I thought this was a post-death discovery.
I kind of did too, but then I remember, they were talking about so when they moved them.
Yeah, this was like 5 years ago or whatever, fine. 6 years
Jesus
ago.
Jesus Christ. He didn't have, he didn't have a shovel buddy. That's a guy you say, look, if I die,
get rid of my shit.
No, he didn't care. He didn't need one.
Wow.
Yeah, he was fine. People found his boxes.
Then, Dr. Dickman said, then remember an assortment of oil, lube, and other sex toy chains.
Oh, no.
Paper and DVD and VHS pornography.
I get where John comes from.
It kind of pans out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sexual deviance is tight.
He is.
I doubt it's tight.
No, not anymore.
Not with hundreds. Not with hundreds of dildos.
Not with all that lube.
That's true. I don't know how much lube you need.
If you have one thing of lube, you use it until it's getting low and you would refresh
why would
it, right? You won't need lots of lube.
Maybe you have an assortment.
What does he think?
This is peppermint.
Again, three different kinds of lube. Yeah. You don't even know.
You don't need a stockpile, I guess, unless you're thinking that the lube people are going to stop making it.
The lube people.
I don't know what you call it.
This is my favorite
lube. The lube manufacturers.
I got to buy it all.
They're like, finally, that big order we wait for every year came in.
Dr. Dickman,
that's a case.
At least 100 dildos and vibrators.
Jesus.
So at least 100. That
at
is
least
a lot of
the
fucking
minimum. Because it was like 4 to 5 drawers.
The other thing is, I don't think they're particularly cheap.
They're not.
No. Dildos
like,
are expensive.
He spent a lot of money.
We bought one dildo for Big Stall.
Man, that was a
and it was like $50.
$50. That's what I would.
The big purple one.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't purple. It was flesh colored.
Oh, okay.
And it attracted all kinds of like
flies.
No, like
stop using it.
Cats.
But they would just like throw it in like the costume box, so it just had like fuzz all over it.
Real gross. Because it's silicone.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah, that was
gross. Yeah.
But I mean, if you're spending like, say, average $30 a dildo, that's $3,000 worth of dildos.
Yeah. He also had a lot of guns, though. So.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't holding his money for responsible.
So didn't
he have like a car mounted gun?
What, did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh my
like,
god.
Like, hey, hey. Like,
shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in case shit went down.
Dude had a Gatling gun on his F-150.
So much makes sense.
No, it was a Honda Civic.
Dude, I saw this video the other day, and I actually didn't do it with my wife, but everyone needs to try it. Apparently, women can't do the machine gun noise. You know? Yeah. Yeah, they can't do it. This dude goes around his house.
The tube is going,
and they're like, pew, 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 pew. He's like, what the fuck?
Guns don't pew, pew.
Bang, 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 yeah. Bang, bang, bang.
So he finally gets to,
since
like,
we were young.
Right, yeah, so he gets to his son, and his son's like, he's like, ride!
Yeah, that's obviously a mini
machine gun. Yeah.
So everyone's
and if you have a secondary person, you can have someone going like, ding, 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 ding,
exactly. We pay attention to detail in this house.
They're just making fun of Chinese people. I don't know.
And then when you finish it.
Speaking of, like, my son is, like, really into, like, the toy guns and all, and, like, they have these, like, cheap ones you can get at Walmart that are, like, so much cooler than the ones I have when I was younger. Like, they, like, the thing goes back, it's like, you fire and it's just like...
They have action.
They have ones that, like, you fill it with like, the fake bullets, and it doesn't shoot anything, but it, like, shoots the shell out as you shoot.
That's awesome.
I'm like, this is so cool!
That's cool!
Yeah!
Do they look real, though?
No, they're, like, all, like, brightly colored and
stuff.
Then
I don't know.
They have to be.
Yeah.
For the
but I mean, but I mean,
we can't trust our police not to shoot our children.
Just spray paint those things black.
Yeah. It's like what was that movie with Steve Buscemi and all?
Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, Airheads. Yeah,
where they had like the water guns that look real.
They look real. Yeah.
Complete opposite of Reservoir Dogs.
I had a lot of realistic looking.
Same thing.
I had a lot of realistic looking guns when I was a kid.
Oh yeah, I remember the guns being like they looked like real guns. They just had like the little orange.
The orange thing.
Which you could easily pop out.
Make sure you look for the orange thing.
Fucking marker.
Yeah, you could color it or pop.
Well, I thought wasn't it like gang members were doing that with guns? They were like painting the top of their guns orange.
Yeah,
just to kind of like
to make it look like
yeah.
I mean, that kind of...
Why wouldn't you?
If you imagine the first time somebody does that, he pulls it out, the other guy's like, what the fuck?
What are you going to do with that toy gun? These guns are getting realistic.
Holy shit!
I don't think he did the accent correctly.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Like when Bruce obviously gets annoyed that we're not playing D&D.
I'm not annoyed.
No, he was annoyed that I didn't do the accent correctly.
Yeah, that's where he had to stop.
Accuracy.
Do the fucking accent.
So rude. I love it.
Alright, so you are on the upper floor of this magic shop. You cleared out this room. Yeah, because there's a big table and like a fireplace and shit. Mm.
The second floor?
You're on the second floor.
Wow.
There's a second floor fireplace.
I mean, there were a lot of fireplaces back then because they didn't have.
Yeah, they were all. Like, sure. In fact, it would be like they'd be all connected.
Yeah, because they have chimney. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess that makes sense. All right, let's go.
So, there is a room, a door off to the side. There's the stairs going down.
Should we draw this?
No, it's fine.
So, did we check out that room yet?
No, you have not.
There was one room that we went. That's not the like really small closet.
Yeah, that was downstairs.
What?
Downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, that was bad. And I'm blocking everybody from fighting.
Yeah.
Guess I'm doing this myself.
Hey, why don't you go check out that closet again?
I'm already out of the closet, my friend.
We'll go back. Just check it. You're familiar.
I mean, would anything change in that closet?
Well, it's a different closet.
Oh, that closet.
You don't know that it's a closet.
You just know it's
probably
a
room. It's just the way the layouts are of the.
Are any of us sneaky to sneak in and check before like all kinds of traps get set up from the giant?
I don't think
portal?
You have sneaky people.
No, I'm not sneaky. Everybody's clumsy.
I'm an elf.
All right, fine. I kicked
that
door down.
Mean anything.
I wish I did.
It is a bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Are you sleeping in? I was wrong the whole time.
You see an
where's
impressive...
the dildo drawer?
Oh God, it's everywhere.
You see an impressive four-post bed that dominates the north end of this bedroom. The sheets are torn as if there had been a struggle, and the chest at the foot of the bed is open and empty.
Dominating.
There's another door that you do hear coming from.
That means there's something in there that's alive.
But if you remember, the guy had said that he was strangled. Like he woke up getting strangled by
so he
the
probably
sheets.
Locked the sheets, I guess, in the...
Well,
no,
the sheets
are ripped up, so
yeah.
He killed them.
Yeah.
But there's probably something he locked in the closet.
Stuck in the closet? Is R. Kelly?
Well, the second part is there's a chest at the foot of the bed and it's open and empty.
It could be a mimic. I don't want to fuck with that.
Or whatever's in the closet could have taken what was ever in there and is now armed in the closet.
I mean, they're all possibilities.
But it is going do.
Can I do a...
It's like perception. When Cliff is banging on the table during our sessions.
I don't
Can Tom do a perception check?
I don't do that.
Sure, what are you trying to perceive?
To see if the chest is...
Can you try to perceive if it's a mimic?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Can we? Probably
not. I think you either hit it or touch it.
Here's a question. I mean, it's maybe my ignorance on how mimics work. Mm-hmm. Can we just chuck something at it and would it just like automatically come to life, or what, does it know?
I don't think just like, touching it.
Oh, makes so you it, have to like be near it. And
you have
do
to
something
hit
to
it, like damage it, and then it'll. So be I mean, like, if, hey, what the fuck?
But I mean, if I throw like a hand axe at it.
Yeah, yeah.
That would activate it if it's alive?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if someone threw a hand axe at you.
I chuck a hand axe at it then. Like,
okay.
If so, if you were like, no one can see me, it's all touching you, you're not going to be like, yeah. But like, if someone chucked a hand axe at you, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Is that your only weapon?
Well, it's my only, like, well, I have a javelin. Should I throw a javelin at it?
I'm not sure.
I mean, I'm just saying we're in a shop, like upstairs, there's probably like, I don't know, stuff on ledges around us. You could just chuck
it. I'm just trying to think of something that would hurt it.
It's fine. Yeah, you can pick it up.
Again.
Yeah, because I can pull it back out.
Yeah, right, it's not the only weapon. Hand axe at it. All right, make an attack roll.
Okay.
Uh-oh. So it was not a mimic. You just threw it at a
Does my hand axe have? Oops.
Nice.
19, baby.
It sticks into the chest.
So it's not a mimic.
Yeah,
it's not. Oh, yeah.
Okay. But you still hear thumping from the door.
I'm gonna check the chest though, see if there's any like hidden compartments in it or anything.
Good.
What do I have to roll for?
Pick the most intelligent person to do that.
Somebody else did.
he said he's knowing it, so
he said he's knowing it. Yeah.
So I guess it's a what intelligence?
Yeah. But it's not intelligence. Perception. It's a perception or
ooh, I have zero
investigation.
On both of those.
Wouldn't it be more investigation?
Ah.
You do not find any hidden parts.
Guys, I think it's just an empty chest.
you pull your hand axe out.
Yes.
All right.
Is this a hidden compartment? No, this is just where it's stuck.
Where'd you find that hand axe, buddy?
I think it's an axe.
So cool, there's an axe in this chest.
He rolled so low. Hey, look, an axe!
He's got the memory of a goldfish.
He's our turtle.
All right. So we hear we believe that's a closet though, right?
We don't know.
You don't know, but
it could be another room.
Yeah.
What if it's just rooms? What if they're all rooms?
Do you ever see houses that are laid out like that where there's like a room and you have to get through the room to get to a second room?
I've seen
that. Why would you build a fucking house?
No. There's always ways to get around. There's multiple ways.
How do I get to this room? I gotta go through this
room.
When
you're in a mansion, there's lots of ways to get around.
Call the butler and he'll.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, like a bedroom, where it's like a bedroom, and then you have to go through to get to the other bedroom, and you're like.
I thought you meant like there was no hall connecting them. It was just you have to go through.
Oh, no.
Nash says, "Hey, Harold, is there like any gay elf magic you can use to look into that friggin' closet?
Is that what it's gonna be today, guys?
That's the only kind I have."
Someone's sensitive.
Is that what today's gonna be?
He's one of those touchy gays.
We don't like that.
So we don't like to be called
the touchy gays. Don't like to be called touchy gays.
I mean,
they're just called
probably the best that I have is I can use.
Is that the only one that I heard that one?
Is I can I could shapeshift into like a small creature and go under like the door to see what's in there.
Like a bug?
Yeah, like a spider or
hopefully
a bug.
Hopefully something can step on you.
That one was like, ew, a bug.
Crush. But that would be my last animal change until
Does he retain his strength as that form? Or would he have the strength of a bug?
No, then if you get undone,
I get all new stats.
You get your You go back to your form, right? Oh, yeah. If you get squished.
So you get squished, it's like...
Yeah, then he's there by himself.
Got it.
Break the door.
In front of the door, yeah.
Which is locked from the outside, I guess.
I mean, you haven't checked it yet, so.
That's true. But we wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. He would just be in there screaming.
Like,
or not. You don't know what's in there.
He's moaning. What's going on?
Okay. Is that a good moan? Oh, he stopped.
It's good. It's okay.
Something must have finished.
Shot a neck in his butt.
All right, how about this? Can I look around and find a spider? or something, because then I can use beast sense and see through his eyes, and then I don't have
can
to
Can you control
shift.
It, or does it? You just see what it sees?
You can use your actions to look through the beast's eyes and hear what it hears, and continue to do so until your action to turn your normal senses.
I'll let you investigate the room to see if you can find a spider. That could be a super high DC.
I mean, we could also just grab and just shut it.
You're going under there! Yeah, I guess that's true.
Alright. What am I doing? What's
my it bites you, it's highly poisonous.
Investigation.
It's a brown recluse.
Crap!
You have necrotizing fasciitis.
Six?
You do not find a spider.
Can anybody
else? It's investigation, I can do it. I have a plus six. So,
Please, just a spider.
Is there anything I can do athletically?
But there's no spider.
That's the only thing I have that's good.
God damn.
Holy shit.
10.
10's good enough. Yeah. Oh, okay. You find a spider in our room.
They're not invisible.
Yeah. You pull up a board, and then I get here's one.
Yeah. Here's your fucking spider, weirdo.
I don't think
weirdo.
That board was broken.
It was not.
It's fine.
All right, well, I'm going to cast Beast Sense, and then I'm going to shove the spider under the door. And what does he say?
You see basically like...
Top you off, sugar?
Moving...
Thanks, Flo.
Like, you see a few moving clumps of coins.
Couches?
Like swarms of coins.
Like,
wow. Trying to bump up against the wall.
Swarms of coins?
So they're sentient coins.
No, you're in not sentient.
You're in an animated... Everything coins. Was animated yeah. in the shop.
Right, so...
So...
I like
put the
money.
Pieces together.
So it's a... Jew magic.
Fuck it. So goddamn racist.
Do you want more?
Yeah, I'll have another half.
It's good, right? This
yeah.
There's animated.
So it's a.
What was it? What's in the room that you're in?
It's the bed.
Yes, there's two pieces of furniture I mentioned.
Oh yeah, the bed.
The chest. There was gold in the chest, and it went.
There you go. Yeah. Animated.
Why didn't the chest get animated?
It's fucking magic.
Don't ask questions. Yeah,
why is the bed not animated in this room?
I mean, it's all
chairs in the other room.
Fair enough. So.
Yeah, we should break them just in case they do become animated.
Well, I like. I don't want to hurt gold.
Are you retarded?
I don't know if you guys like shut up.
This is second time you've dropped that.
What kind
is that?
It's Italian sweet cream.
Ooh,
I'll have Italian sweet cream.
All right.
Oh wait, no, it's sugar free. No, forget it. Never mind.
She called her Italian sweet cream.
So no,
sweet.
I gave her my.
Oh my god!
Sugar free, baby.
I don't have Italian sweet cream anymore.
I don't even understand what that's supposed to mean.
Actually, you're
here. You want
to
like
it's no, that's fine.
Yeah. My glucose is going through the roof. Your sweet cream is killing me.
My Italian sweet cream was artificially flavored.
Oh wow!
All right, what do you do?
I guess let's just open the door and fight these coins.
Why? No, hold on. We can talk about it first. So there's do we know how many there are?
It's hard to tell from the spider's perspective, but you know there's at least more than one.
Okay. Well, it's his perspective.
This dude's afraid of coins.
Well, you picked a tiny spider. They don't exactly have the like the vision to see a whole room.
They have a lot of eyes.
Yeah, they got a lot of eyes.
I don't know. I remember in X-Men First Class when he had the coin go through the guy's head. He's got to watch out for that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, what do you guys want to do?
Can we open the door and just like get him in a bag real quick? Smack the bag with hammers.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess we don't really have a choice.
Well, yeah. What else are we gonna know?
Are they like? Are they flying?
We're
like,
done.
Super
but
wild. They're just
one
like kind of like a little bit. Like, are they like just bouncing off everywhere? Or?
No, they're not like insane like Tasmanian devils.
I mean,
so we could potentially catch them, right?
I'm down to 44%.
You don't know. I mean, it's hard to know, but it'd be tough, right? Like any sort of monster, you can't like
probably
we put into a bag,
wrangle easily.
Like you could try.
While we're thinking about it, let's do a short rest and get some hit points back.
Ooh, there's a bed we could all just cuddle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope nobody's annoyed by the bang, 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 bang.
Is that Cliff?
I get it.
While you're short resting, the things will jump out and kill you.
Come on!
Sorry.
5d8 hit dice for both. So he's gonna roll. What? That's not good. 4.
14, I didn't have any hit die left.
18,
I already used all
of them. Uh-oh.
Shit.
I mean, I'm okay. I'm 27.
He rolled 4 of his hit die.
Okay, 38.
So it's that would be 14 fine. Plus 4 is 18.
It's fine.
Plus, I just short rested so I can change into a beast twice again.
Ooh.
So he's up to 34.
Spider! Yeah. Why is he doing that again?
He's trying to get the spider squished. I'm not even gonna, it's a bonus action for them. They just, it's just movement. They walk on you.
That's it.
And they don't have to do anything.
And Nash is back to full.
Ouchies! Oh, that's why I have these papers, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Good.
That's why I have these papers.
All right, the room you're in is, it's 4x4.
Changed
it into a crocodile.
My artificer specialist, room. I changed it to G.
Wait, like, oh my gosh.
Control gold.
That seems like a small room. It's 4x4.
That's 20 feet.
Yeah, but I mean with like all that shit. Okay.
There's just a bed. There's a small bed in the one side and then a door.
Where's the door? Like over here?
He lives in a mansion. He can't imagine a room.
It's 20 by 20? People. Is that a bedroom or is that the walk-in closet in the bedroom?
Is that where they keep their shoes?
Like a bedroom on the first floor?
Like how you're saying I live in a mansion, Mr. Giant.
Yeah. You guys want to see the pool I just built? Oh, Mexican guy running around.
What? Mexican guy?
Mexicans running around doing your pool.
They probably were South American. They probably were Mexican.
Yeah, that's true.
Or Central American.
Guatemala.
I'll never know because I'll never talk to the helper.
Hey! You can't use the indoor bathroom.
You pee outside like the animals.
Use the pool room. We haven't built a pool room yet.
Build it, then you can use it.
Now you know your first job.
Solve problems instead of bringing them up.
When you set up camp, first thing you do is figure out where the potty is.
Set up camp.
Also, please refer to me as Hefe.
I assume you're all going to be living here while you complete this work.
Will your madres be coming?
Fucking love authentic Mexican food.
Sorry, no siesta today.
And go out there with a bell.
Guys, I brought Taco Bell.
Get up and move.
Trabajo.
Andale, or, and then you hold up some ice.
All right, so who's going to open the door?
Well, first off, set up your people on the board.
That would be a
unless
fantastic
you're floating
joke.
In the air.
That would be a fantastic joke to play on Cliff. Just call ice while the people are working on this pool.
Oh, that'd be the best.
Can they finish?
No.
They have to go back.
Fuck.
You're missing a person.
Where's your other guy?
No, that's I don't have another guy.
You need mine.
I need Glenn.
You want to be this guy?
Why would I want to be a
perfect?
Is he literally a cleric? Jesus Christ.
All right. The clerics are like so
generic.
Mopey.
Yeah.
Like,
he's not really
I'm
mopey.
Like
he's,
God.
He's just super so generic. He doesn't. He's
they're the Mormons of the game.
They have a lot of wives.
All right.
Maybe.
So.
Not Glenn.
Someone's got it.
I guess I'll open the door since I could probably
get in there.
You're the tank.
Get in there, turtle.
Okay, I open the door. That's the noise the door makes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Clarifying.
The room is like about the same size, actually.
As this?
Yeah.
Alright.
See, it was a closet.
It's like
why would he have a closet leading into a
it's
closet?
Like that Futurama episode where like he's living with Bender and it's just like, oh, yeah, a little tiny closet and he's like what's in that door, he's like oh that's my closet, and he opens it up, it's like a huge apartment. He's like can I just live here, he's like in a closet, alright whatever.
You can tell it's a study.
It's a study. Okay, so it's got a desk.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's what makes it a study, isn't it?
That's where you study.
Tell it was a study.
I'm guessing they're like right up against the door.
So that's
they're
each piles of gold.
So yeah, so you look at it and it
groupings of gold.
They're a swarm of gold. Yeah. Yeah.
Pack tactics.
So he's so roll. For initiative.
Roll.
Ugh. Nash got a
20.
4?
Hold on. Crook, 20. Nash, 4.
Yeah, and Tomlin got a 6. Good rolls, guys. I guess I'm not using that.
What did Harold get?
14, baby.
Nice, Harold.
Good job.
Oh, roll again.
What?
Nate?
Yeah. Oh, I was like, I don't want to.
Just straight roll, what do you get?
I do.
Two.
You're like, I would like to. Please?
Thank you.
All right. Krupp, you're up first.
All right.
What number is in front of you?
One.
Okay.
I'm going to attack that one with my first attack, because I don't know how strong it is. I don't want to waste both attacks. If it just crushes it to death.
Metal's pretty strong.
You're pretty strong.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right. What a nice
attack. 10? Does that hit? Awful roll.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, second one.
Assume their AC is high.
You suck!
Jesus Christ. 12? No. Son of a bitch. Well, guys, that was a waste of a turn.
All right. By the way, once you open the door, you heard a deafening clatter.
Neat.
So,
the fuck does
the creature...
Mean? How come the spider didn't tell us this?
So, if it's...
The spider was the worst.
The spider's useless.
All right, so, first one is going to...
Attack me. I mean, I'm right in the door.
Yeah. They're basically gonna... It's gonna... It's like a big swarm. Pummel me. Yeah. Ooh. 23?
Yeah, barely.
Oh my god, these things do so much damage.
Jesus. Why?
Why?
And you didn't rage out.
Oh, you're right. Shit.
You dumb fuck.
Dumb fuck.
I'm not letting you either.
No,
this
I don't blame you. I should know.
12 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ouch.
Got real deep for a second there.
Ouch. The number two is going to fly into your space.
Number two's in my flying or my space? Gross.
So,
please. You have 1, 3, and 5.
Yeah. Number. Oh. Why do you.
I don't know.
Here. Replace 5 with 2.
Do these coins kind of like float space. Around?
No, into you. Like, on,
oh,
put
like
it on
top.
Put you
oh,
on top.
I'll stand
yeah.
on top of it.
Because swarms can occupy your space. Gotcha. And now you can't
stop
hear
shit. Stop occupying
my
space.
Oh, you can't hear anything?
It's deafening.
Deafening.
You're basically like in the middle of a. You know, as if something. Yeah. As if you were...
It's like the dollar bill trap.
Yeah,
but it's,
yeah,
just but like, it's fucking coins, so yeah. It hurts a lot.
It fucking hurt itself.
Yay!
Whoopsie.
Whoopsie doodles. Oh, a good roll against itself.
Yay! That's what I like to hear.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah, that was my strategy the whole time. Play possum, let it wear itself out.
You're so smart.
Don't worry, Kruk, I'm gonna shoot him. Shoot
no,
him.
No, don't shoot it! Please!
The next one, it would see you two, so let me make that thing fair. Actually, I just rolled without even thinking. One, evens odds.
Okay.
Odds.
Yay.
It's going to go up,
I mean,
to,
oh,
it's gonna go up to Nash.
This one?
And, yeah, occupy his space.
Why Nash? Why not Tom?
Because
they can
from
see it from
yeah.
the angle.
Fuck. Does a 15 hit?
No.
All right. Hey, motherfucker.
All right, it is... Harold's turn. Harold the homo.
He's the gayest of you know.
Harold the homo.
With the dicks inside his bum.
Oh, he's a taker. That's extra homo,
he's the,
yeah.
He's the bottom.
I'm so a homo, but I only give.
Yeah, yeah.
Home tape.
I can do pretend these... it's a lady.
That's not gay.
Do these swarms
that's
touch
the prison,
ground,
prison
or do they just kind of flip through the air?
They're like bouncing all over the place, right?
Yeah, they don't fly. They hover. Actually, it says right there. They hover.
There you go.
Okay. So all of my shit of like ground won't do anything. Cool, 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 cool.
You only got one change left, right?
No, I just
short-rested.
No, short-rested.
He gets
both. So I mean...
You didn't change before you guys opened the door? So you gotta take that action if you wanted to do
well,
it.
Well, I can... God, I do it as a bonus.
Oh, a bonus!
Oh!
Ew.
My turns will
stop checking work.
It's not work. This is... I'm looking at my artifice spells. Jeez. I probably do need to check work at some point.
Oh my god.
I know, I'm the worst.
You are the worst.
I'm just gonna go into,
Please hire me. Actually, I prefer to take over the other person, so I don't want to be an infrastructure person. That's gross. Yeah.
It's
the worst.
Cool.
I'm gonna turn
into He's so ashamed of his life.
He's like, I hate it.
Turn into a wolf.
What do you do? I make networks.
He's very good at it.
I am.
Of course, it's infrastructure. How hard could it be? Come on.
Felt good about myself for a moment.
You said that so like disdainful. Like, oh.
I keep hanging
I do appreciate that you moved over to infrastructure so we could see that there's no magic there. It shouldn't be as hard as it is.
Super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Well, you guys knew. You, I mean,
we knew, but.
But now you know for sure.
Now we know for sure.
You could, I can 100% tell you that they're just fucking sandbagging.
Anyway, Clifford, go ahead.
Every other team sandbags everything.
Oh my god.
I'm going to turn to the wolf.
Ooh. There's two wolves inside of you. One is gay, the other is also gay.
Now they're fucking.
They're gay wolves. Having gay wolf sex inside of you.
Alright, so I get pack tactics.
And by inside.
So I'm going to swing at the coins that are attacking you with advantage.
What number is that under him? Three.
Under him?
Three, yeah.
So that's 12.
You see a wolf biting coins. It's a weird day.
Fantasy's weird. Straight 12. 12 hit?
No.
God damn it. We're gonna die from coins.
Well, you almost died from a chair, so.
It's true.
You
know. The chair did fuck us up all pretty right, good. Well,
I have some serious enemies coming up later on in this campaign, so. Coins, if that coins are fucking
is
you
it
up.
A credenza?
Oh no!
Alright, Tomlin.
I guess Tomlin will. If I do Toll the Dead, it's not going to hurt him, right? Like, if I do Toll the Dead on the people that are on him, I don't think it's going to hurt him.
I don't think it's area spell.
It's not. It's instantaneous, one action. It's not considered area.
I'm a wolf.
Yeah, you point at a creature, yeah.
Yeah, so I can do it around, so I, cause I'm trying to get
rid of. But they're swarming, so you miss.
So you're like, ooh, no. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I can't point at the swarm. It's hard.
Too fast.
Well, just one. All right.
You kill one of the.
You have to roll a.
That would suck. You got to account for every.
Yeah,
single
they're
one
they're 100 gold each, so you have to. They have 100 hit points. No, that's not how it works.
You have to roll a dexterity wisdom saving throw. Sorry, I'm sure they're wise coins.
Money well spent.
They are particularly wise. Ooh, 14.
You missed. Yes. Is that one missing any hit points?
What number are you hitting?
One.
No, I didn't hit it.
Or no, the one underneath Tom. Not Tom.
You said one.
I meant him.
Two. Yeah. Two is missing. Yeah.
Two is missing. Okay.
Yeah, oh, okay. It hit itself.
Oh, that's right.
Sweet. So it's one. It's a 2d12.
Oh my god. Come on, low rolls.
17.
Wow.
Ah.
It shattered. It.
Oh, nice.
You're welcome, buddy.
And a shower of coins. All right.
Nash. Don't start picking them up.
Like gold.
What are you, a pirate?
He's a pirate turtle. Is my turn yet?
No, Nash.
Oh. Nash going to do something probably less impressive.
Probably. He's a piece of shit. And you get a miss again?
My god.
I'm going to shoot you in the face.
You already did.
Again.
Remember you shot me and everybody was like, what the fuck?
What happened?
He shot me last
night. Oh, yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah.
He shot me downstairs.
I believe so.
I'm going to do,
It happens.
It does not just happen.
Gun safety, baby.
It's really slightly disorienting for Croc. You're in the middle of this swarm that's deafening, and all of a sudden it's like, BOOM!
Yeah, it does sound like a gigantic bell. I'm going to do shocking grasp since they're right there, and it's a cantrip.
Okay.
So, let's see. It's a touch. So I need to roll, and I did fuck all. That would be a...
No.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I tell them.
No, you're...
They have a fairly low AC.
Okay, so it's 9.
No.
Yeah.
Not that low.
All right, Croc, your turn.
I guess I should rage up. I don't know. It looked like they got destroyed pretty easily. I don't know if I want to waste it.
It's later in the day. And you guys are just planning on going to the...
All right.
And we're in a
bedroom. I'll rage up. So. The fuck, right?
What?
The fuck.
We're in a bedroom.
You're in a bedroom. Wait, wait.
It's my favorite place to rage.
All right, first attack.
Stop hurting women.
No!
A 20, not a nat 20, but a 20.
Okay.
Yeah. That cloaca so...
Oh, come on. 6 damage on the first one.
Okay.
And the second attack. Ooh. 18?
Yep.
There we go. 14 damage on the
second.
Wow. Okay. You're so strong.
Oh, he's not dead?
He's not dead.
I do the DX crotch chop to him right after that.
All right, nice. So the swarm thing, you see it like, and it sucks in some extra coins, and it seems to repair itself a bit.
I don't like that. Stop it.
Actually, yeah, that's fine. It could suck in like your actual wealth, like
oh, no.
On your person. But since you had the other, it would pull from the other coins on the ground.
Whew. Get out of my pockets. Hey, gypsy.
And then it's going to occupy your space. It's going to slam you. For not, it's going to miss. Then the other one's going to try to slam Nash. And nat 20.
Oh, you are fucked. You're going to die. I hate you so much. Just die.
Slammed him.
Oh, my. 6, 6, 6, 5.
Jesus Christ.
18.
23.
Double 46.
Jesus Christ.
40.
I can always do math.
Jesus Christ.
I math things.
He's down to 5 hit points.
That was a wallop.
That's a fucking ridiculous hit.
Can anybody heal him?
Everyone
shove an egg in his mouth.
Yeah. We have the eggs. We have the cum eggs.
Eat an egg.
No.
You have the cum eggs.
Eat the egg.
He can't hear that, thankfully.
It's true. Maybe if you drink the extra cum, it'll be better.
Oh, God. Tomlin's like, I'll be there in a minute.
I got the eggs.
I'm coming with the eggs. No, just please heal me regularly.
Just let me die.